This conference will now be recorded.
Okay, the folks, the time now is 7:40. Reconvene the city council meeting at this time. Next item is item 11, reports on advisory boards and commissions. Do we have any? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on. Items from the council, number 12, Mr. Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I got two quick items. The first item, I was honored to be able to represent the city on the mayor's behalf at the Harker Heights High School on the 31st of March. They had their wrestling senior night where they were celebrating all of the accomplishments of their wrestling team. Over the last 4 years, the team's grown immensely, and they're very, very good. They're in the competition for district competition right now, and they beat Killeen that night very soundly in the wrestling match. And it was conducted on their new mat there on the actual football field, which was really a unique kind of thing to have this huge mat out there where they had all the wrestling going on out there. So it was a really good opportunity representing the city there, you know, giving them a motivational speech and thanking them for their accomplishments and representing the city of Harker Heights and helping make our star of Central Texas here even brighter. So it was a really good opportunity. And then the second one, which I'm going to steal again, some of the city manager's thunder here, on 8 May, which is less than 3 weeks away almost, we have the Farmers Market's grand opening here at Harker Heights City Hall. So it's coming.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Fontaine.
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3. The Chamber put a really nice event for our running personnel that are running for City Council and School District. And so that's just a little snapshot of a Big Hoss Barbecue. Citizens got an opportunity to come meet their runners and also had a chance to spend some time with them. So that was really good. Next slide.
Okay, thank you.
We got a chance to welcome our newest retiree, Major Rogers 8, and his family. It was a nice welcome, and it was good to meet him and his family on the last retirement ceremony. That's all I got, Mayor.
Okay, good. Thank you. Anything else from the council? Councilmember Nash?
Yes, I have some. These pictures up here, I'm in the Vision 21 class. And the picture all the way to the right was us out there doing our team building exercise, which would be great for us. We had a really good time at that. They have, it was a retreat area out in Killeen. I had never been there before. Also, the Harker Heights girls basketball team was presented an award from KISD last week. And I also attended, down in the bottom left, attended the HOP Advisory Board, and that was us having our briefing there. And also, Jerry, the other day I was out at our community park, and the bathroom had been vandalized over there, had some vandalism, and I was talking to the workers that was over there. And one of my things that I thought from visiting with them is maybe if we can get, you know, some cameras or something, because our parks keep being vandalized. We can do something like that. And also to the left, that was a women's veterans event that was going on in Carpers Cove the other Saturday with Divas and Dog Tags. And that's it.
I like my husband's cameo in the picture. I just want to tell you.
Yeah.
You like that?
Thanks, Linda. You sent me some good ones too.
We had a good time.
Okay, good. Anything else from the council? Okay, next item 13, staff reports. Receive the city manager's report.
Council, I had cut down the city manager's report just to one item, and my thunder has been stolen on my one item. But I would just add, since this was not discussed, do you or someone you know sell or produce eggs? And the Harker Heights Farmers Market is an excellent opportunity for farmers and ranchers, and so we're definitely looking for those types of vendors, so I'll add that again. Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist mentioned that would be May 8th, and again, we're looking for those type of vendors, so please get in touch with us if you would like to be involved in selling those.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Fontaine.
Not Yes, Mayor, I just have one alibi. If we have any of our residents or anybody that needs to get their COVID shots, just reach out to me and with their name, email, and phone number, and I could get them an appointment so they could get their shots.
Okay, all right, thank you. Okay, announcements, last one. This is one I reserve time for myself. One thing I didn't mention last time, but again, on 19 March, I threw out the first pitch at the Harkerites Varsity Boys baseball game against Temple, which they won 1-0. And my pitch was a strike, of course. On 26 March, attended the Phantom Honor Ceremony for Fort Hood retirees again with Major Eights, and Councilmember Fontaine and her husband were there. On 27 March, attended the Harkerites Pause in the Park at Purser Park, and Sarah Gibbs and her team did a great job there. And again, many of the people that are there, as well as the vendors, are not residents of Harker Heights, so we got a regional draw on that there at Purser Park. On 29 March, I attended the 14 Forward 2021 annual meeting at the Clean Civic Convention Center. Guest speaker was General Mike Murray from the commander of the Army Futures Command in Austin, so it was a very informative presentation. 30 March, attended the 2021 proclamation ceremony at Three Corps Fort Hood for the Child Abuse Prevention Month and Month of the Military Child. On 5 April, I attended the a meeting at Harkerites City Hall with city staff and members of the Tax Appraisal Board. On 6 April, I attended a meeting with members of the Killeen Crime Committee and city staff. On 6 April, I attended the we had our workshop for the Harkerites City Council. On 7 April, attended the Harkerites Chamber of Commerce ribbon cutting at Market Heights, new location for the U.S. Army recruiters. And on 8 April, I attended the Central Texas Sustainable Communities Partnership Ceremony at Monarch Park in Nolanville. And that was a really good event, for we had a lot of folks from a lot of different agencies that were there. A lot of business got taken care of because we were there face to face. So those things are starting to happen again. So without further announcements, the time is 7:47, and we're adjourned.
This conference is no longer being recorded.